Light in this present darkness. This is Abounding Grace. Stumbling about in the darkness? Join us now for a time of light in the Word with Pastor Chris Gordon.
So very thankful you've tuned in today again to Bounding Grace Radio, and we are concluding today our study of Psalm 128. It has been a powerful study, a study that's much needed in our day, as this gives us the design for the family and God's blessing on the family. Remember what's going on here. In Psalm 127, the contrast is made by somebody who's trying to build without the Lord. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. It's vain for you to stay up early and to rise up late to eat the bread of sorrows. You're working so hard to be rich, to be blessed, to be prosperous. And look what's happened to your house. It's full of the bread of sorrows, says the psalm. This was the curse that the Lord put on those from the beginning at creation when the fall happened, that cursed was the ground. If you build without the Lord, there are consequences to that. And the consequences is that often you will eat the bread of sorrows. The more you build without Him, the greater your sorrows will be. And that's a powerful message, because here the Lord is describing the blessedness of those upon them and their homes who fear Him. And yesterday we looked at that. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy and it shall be well with you. That doesn't mean there's no trial or struggle, but it means that your perspective of the Lord's grace and blessing and strength is upon you, so that happiness in Christ cannot be taken. And that happiness extends to your family. He describes the wife who will be like a fruitful vine in the heart of your home, someone who delights you, that you're excited to come home to, that it's not a burden that you want to stay away from home, but that home is a delight, like a glass of wine enjoyed after the end of a long harvest. That's what's being described here. So it is when a man who works, he gets to come home to a wonderful wife in the heart of his home, as Proverbs 31 says, who does him good. And then your children will be like olive plants all around your table. Olive plants were a sign of God's blessing and one of the greatest commodities and greatest signs of blessing to the Jews. Your children will be like that. Psalm 31 describes them as rising up and calling the wife blessed. This is what he's saying here. Thus shall be the man. Thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. This is wonderful. May the Lord be first in our homes. This is the characteristic of the home where the Lord is feared. Now, there are objections, aren't there? Some would say, well, this psalm doesn't seem to fit my reality, and I'm a Christian. I've known nothing but struggle in my home with my children. You know that the olive tree has an extremely slow growth process. It doesn't produce fruit until somewhere after 15 years, and that's why olive orchards are full of trees of all sorts of different sizes. Takes 40 years for the olive tree to finally mature. The picking of fruit is rigorous. One of the things we have to remember is that the growth of the family is slow and at times not very glorious, outwardly speaking. The psalm is not saying that the God-fearing family will never face difficulties. Just like we can't read those passages as the prosperity guys read them that promise prosperity and earthly wealth and riches if we're Christians. The Bible is showing us the general rule of things. How many times have you quoted, "Train up a child, and when he is old, he will not depart from it"? That does not mean that if a child is properly raised, he'll never rebel or completely rebel. There are always exceptions. But the point is that as a general rule, the God-fearing man who honors the Lord's will, who serves Christ, believing the gospel, is blessed with a God-fearing family. The general rule is true. When you have a father who puts the Lord first, a father who serves the Lord, a father who calls out to the Lord, a father who leads in the home, a father who shows conviction, do you know what that home is like? It's what Ephesians describes. When a husband loves his wife as Christ loved the church, you know what happens to the wife? The wife is sanctified by that love. If she's not loved, she becomes a hard woman. A hard woman. And a loved woman becomes a soft woman. Love of the husband actually has a purifying influence on her sanctification. So that as she is nourished and cherished and exalted by the love of the husband, she in turn, by her godly response to that love, becomes to him a fruitful vine in the heart of his home. As Proverbs 31 describes, she opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household, and she does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. The whole family here in Psalm 128 is pictured from the Lord as a kind of well-watered garden. As the children see the mutual love and respect and the fear of the Lord by the parents, as they love one another and as the Lord is first in that home, so the children begin to delight to obey their parents, as in the Lord, for this is right. You say, I haven't known what this psalm is describing. I haven't had a very happy life. It's been full of sorrow. We face sorrows and afflictions. Through much tribulation, we enter the kingdom. Things, you say, haven't turned out in my children the way that I would like. I think Calvin is correct here. He says, if God's people are often oppressed with these things, if the wife is a quarrelsome, hard, scolding woman, or the children are absolute vagabonds bringing disgrace upon a father's house, you know what he says? Often, this happens through their own fault. What do you think of that? Well, let me explain it this way. Take a lazy, careless father who's totally apathetic in the home, no spirituality, may attend church, but no real spirituality, no care to really know the Lord himself, doesn't pray, has his kids involved in every sports activity, everything else under the sun, no devotion to the Lord, priorities all out of whack. Listen, it's only a matter of time. I assure you, you will see the bread of sorrows. Where? In the wife? Absolutely. More sadly, in the children. Yes, it's a tragedy. Yes, we bring things upon us in sorrows by our own fault. And then sadly, when these things happen, we look to place the blame elsewhere on the church and everyone else. There are consequences to neglect. We've always said this. If the home and the father does not have the Lord as a priority, but everything else under the sun, neither will the children. If the church and the message is not valued as a general rule by the father, neither will it be in the children. I say all this today saying, with the added truth, but the Lord is extremely merciful. And the place to begin is not to rehearse how you did everything right. It's to deeply humble yourself as parents, asking God to bless you now. Because the greatest thing a wayward child could witness in a parent who has in times past been neglectful is real change in the present, real fear of the Lord and love of the Lord, believing the gospel, showing what gospel transformation looks like. You see, I believe this psalm, Psalm 128, is a wonderful encouragement to parents. Calling, yes, to have priorities right. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Ultimately, recognizing that any blessing we have, anything that we do, unless the Lord builds the house, we all labor in vain. The Lord gives real and lasting blessings of grace upon the households that fear him. That's the message of this psalm. And I believe the Lord is teaching us that this is the way society is influenced. Again, A president doesn't create the present mess we're in. Things like what have happened do not happen through political agendas. Things are changed through the power of the gospel, transforming men to love the Lord and lead in the home. Don't yell at the president. Don't say everything against all your leaders. Take an active role in starting at your kitchen table, if we even sit at the kitchen table anymore. This is how real and genuine change occurs. Look at what the Lord says here at the end of Psalm 128. The Lord bless you out of Zion. May you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Yes, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. That's what he wants for you. Peace. That's the glorious ending to his powerful psalm. You know what that is referring to, right? It's the promise of the Abrahamic covenant. Remember what that promise was? In you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. That's why God has his seed in the earth, so that all the families of the earth would be a blessing and be a blessing to those around them. Are you a blessing? Is your family a witness in the earth? You know, it's been said that if 1% of evangelical Christians living out in the suburbs, you know, all with their white picket fences, had the faith and courage to move back into the city, Christians would fundamentally alter the history of urban America. Why are we here? We're here to be witnesses of that grace of Christ given to us so that a lost and dying world in the darkness, under the curse, eating the bread of sorrows, would see what it's like to be changed by the gospel, to know Christ, and to be happy, to be a happy people. Trust me, God-fearing husbands, wives who show gentle and quiet spirits, children who honor authority, parents who love and do not divorce, as they worship together and serve the Lord in joy and in blessing, as a well-watered garden, will be the strongest witness ever given before a lost and dying world under the curse of sin. You see, ultimately, we're part of a spiritual city, the New Jerusalem, that's not on earth, but is in heaven. That's where we're headed. Let us then never forget that Christ is the builder of our homes and of the kingdom of God. For unless the Lord builds the house, the laborers labor in vain. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord. May his peace then be upon us and our children and our children's children forever. Let me read this psalm today again in closing. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house, your children like olive plants all around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you out of Zion, and may you see the good of Jerusalem. All the days of your life, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It's vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. May Jesus Christ, the bread of life, give us true joy and happiness as our homes and our lives are framed to fear him and to live for his glory. Bounding Grace Radio is brought to you by the United Reformed Church here in Linden. We invite you to join us for worship on the Lord's Days, 10 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. You can visit us on the web at lindenurc.com. Thanks for tuning in today. Always thankful to bring these broadcasts to you. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and all of its glory continue to richly bless you.